truth is, we're all needy. Each and every one of us. We're born with a problem. That problem is sin. We don't become sinners. We're born that way. Catholic dogma says that it is a product of our environment. We're not born with sin. We learn that lifestyle. And I always say, you've obviously never had small children, have you? They're born with it. I can assure you that. One thing to note, and I want to make it clear, I remember last Easter, Christian newspaper published on Easter, and as I perused it one day, it referred to Christ raising up 2 days later. And I happened to know the editor of that paper and happened to see her and the one who wrote the article. I said, why did you say he arose 2 days later? And his answer was, I watched a special on, it was either A&E or History Channel. And I said, well, the only problem with that is that he claimed that he would arise 3 days later. So it wasn't 2 days. But let me clarify, because some say, well, if he died on Friday, how does that make 3 days? I'm going to explain that very briefly and quickly. The Roman calendar, in reference to days, goes from midnight to midnight. Conversely, the Jewish day went from sundown to sundown, roughly 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. Even today, the Sabbath is observed from Friday, 6 p.m., to Saturday, 6 p.m. Therefore, Christ was crucified at the ninth hour, 3 p.m. This constitutes day one. From sundown Friday to sundown Saturday constitutes day two. And from sundown Saturday, this constitutes day three, Sunday, when he arose. As per the Jewish calendar, this constitutes 3 days. The most succinct passage referring to the gospel, 1 Corinthians 15:3-4, and we've had it mentioned already, and it's a passage we think of at Easter, because within those two passages, we've got the gospel in a nutshell. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. It was no mistake. Last year I spoke on Genesis 3, the proto-euangelion, the first call, the first gospel went out in Genesis 3, that the serpent's head would be bruised, but that he would only bruise the heel of the woman's seed. The woman doesn't have seed, so it was by no means an accident. I heard a preacher on the radio saying that he really came to be king of the Jews. But when that was thwarted, then he became the one to pay the price. I don't know where he would arrive at that conclusion, but he's wrong. All the way back to Genesis 3, we knew that ultimately sin would be paid for by Jesus Christ, the seed of the woman. He was buried, he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. The whole basis for the New Testament, the Christian faith, and why we believe as we do is found in these two verses. This is the Christian's present and future hope. But what in these two verses sets the Christian faith apart from all other religions? Men and women have died for good causes throughout history. But it is the resurrection that sets Christianity apart from all other religions. The great Bible scholar Merrill Tenney states this: the most important doctrine of the Christian faith is not the virgin birth with its tender and sacred mystery, nor the atonement on Calvary where the blood was shed that brought the love and forgiveness of God to a ruined world, but the physical resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Without the resurrection, the virgin birth would be incredible. For why should we accept a biological miracle as the origin of a life which was swallowed up hopelessly in death? Without the resurrection, there would be no atonement. For the value of Christ's death as an atonement depends on the quality of the one that died. If, like all other men, he succumbed to death and never triumphed over it, his death might have been that of a martyr or a hero. But it could never be the means of bringing salvation to others. The resurrection singles him out as a different from others and gives a different value to all the other facts of his life. It makes it unique. It's not popular in this day and age. Christianity is a jealous and exclusive religion. It only makes provision for one way. Jesus Christ said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." Not by Buddha, not by Islam. No other faith can get you there. Amen. One day you will die, as it's been stated. What you choose to believe in that moment, you better hope you're right. I'll put my faith in Christ. 1 Corinthians 15 is perhaps the greatest chapter on the resurrection in the New Testament. It is likely that reports were getting back to Paul that some Corinthians were teaching that there was no physical resurrection of the dead. This was a common belief held by the Sadducees, but not the Pharisees. But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is our faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God. For we have testified about God that he has raised Christ from the dead. But he did not raise him if, in fact, the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. And this is the last part, I promise. Follow the train of thought. It's a simple one. Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 15. If Christ is not raised, then no one is raised. Secondly, our preaching is useless. Thirdly, our faith is useless. Fourthly, we are false witnesses of God. Why? Because if the dead are not raised, then Christ is not raised, and our faith is futile. We are still in our sins, and all who have died are lost. We are to be pitied, is what he says. I hope that you realize how crucial, how critical and unique the resurrection is to the Christian faith. As we approach the time of the year that we celebrate the resurrection of Christ, I hope that you will remember that every day is a day for celebrating the resurrection of Christ. I hope that you will remember that it was his death that paid the ultimate price for our sin. May God bless you. Thank you.